The Cavaliers is to make the team. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on Fox Sports 910.
All right, welcome back. The Merry Christmas edition of Who's Talking tonight, our second segment, and we have Chris Graham of the Augusta Free Press hanging with us, talking a little football. And don't forget, second half hour tonight, we've got Big Ted Jeffries to talk a little hoop. But Frank, continue with the football discussion here.
All right, so this replacement of Sean Nua from the Naval Academy with Shane Hunter. I see that Hunter played middle linebacker for Brigham Young, and I would think that would be perfect training from the get-go for this young man to eventually be a front seven coach. Any other thoughts about the coaching staff in general?
Yeah, you know, the continuity that Bronco will have with him by bringing so many guys from BYU with him will make it so that he can really hit the ground running. And they already have. I'm sure they were here yesterday. They were in Virginia yesterday, if not, you know, guys making their way the next couple of days because, you know, they've worked with each other so much. And that's going to make that easy. You know, usually you hire a new coach, he brings a few guys with him, but then there's a lot of hiring that goes on. You bring some guys from outside that maybe had some ties with you in the past or maybe just have great resumes. For the most part, this is a group that's moving from Provo to Charlottesville, and so they don't have to get to know each other very much. They know each other already for the most part. A lot of guys are playing the same role on Broncos staff as they did at BYU, with one very notable but very helpful exception in UVA's case, Ruffin McNeil, the former head coach at ECU. A lot of folks surprised he was let go there after this one bad season, 5-7 at ECU this year. Bringing him on staff as an associate head coach, and he's got a line position as well, a specialist position as well. But bringing him in, he was 2-0 in his last two games against Virginia Tech, 2-0 in his last two games against North Carolina, teams that Mike London's regime couldn't beat. So you bring a guy with his knowledge and skill set, specifically related to the ACC, and he actually had some history, too, with members of that BYU staff back in the day. So they know each other a little bit as well. I just love this staff. I think it's put together very well and a lot of continuity. They'll hit the ground running, and they already are.
Yeah, and Ruffin McNeil, he had some success recruiting down in Tidewater, I believe, as well. So I'm sure he's brought in for his coaching abilities, but recruiting a key part of it, I would think.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I mean, the fact that he, you know, the way he built ECU up and rebuilt them, you know, ECU's had a solid program off and on for a long time, but when he took it over a few years ago, they were in a down phase, and he had them in the top 25 this last year. They were 6-1 and in the top 15 of the country for a couple of weeks just last year. And yeah, that success, he had that 7-5-7 pipeline. We also have Marcus Higgins back on the staff, another key member of that effort to, you know, the in-state kind of ties. Marcus, a guy that started Virginia, played in the NFL, still a young guy, so he can relate. That's very helpful, too, I'm sure, to the staff. Because, you know that's the one question that a lot of folks had when Bronco Mendenhall was hired was, well, you've never recruited this side of the country. You've never lived on this side of the country. How will you know, deal with that, getting to know everybody? And there are at least two guys there, and Ruffin McNeil and Marcus Higgins, that can really help him through that process.
One question for you with regards to all that. Were you surprised at all that Mendenhall did not retain Chris Beatty, who subsequently left and went to Syracuse?
You know, without knowing, you know, exactly the inside of that, I guess I'm not surprised in one sense, just that it seemed like maybe there was a decision to make to keep one guy from the previous staff and he decided to go in the direction of Higgins. I know that's led to a couple of decommits and actually guys who've been recommitted to go to Syracuse with Chris Beatty. And you don't like having a class that was put together, you know, break up like that, but maybe for the long-term success, and I don't really know, not privy as to the whatever relations there may have been there, but you know, Bronco's bringing a lot of guys with him that he's worked with, and I you know, haven't matched that up yet to see if maybe Chris could fit in a different role, perhaps. But you know, with just looking from a holistic perspective, I think that Bronco's done a great job putting that staff together, and maybe it just wasn't a fit there as far as that goes.
I agree with you. All right, the decommits, of which there were 27. Verbals. The two that decommitted were both from Florida, I believe. Kenneth Ruff, the linebacker, was the more highly rated player. He's already committed to the Orange up in Syracuse. And Nehru Nshaka, who I as of today, I'm unaware that he has landed somewhere else. In the meantime, Nick Grant waffled a little bit, mostly probably because people were asking him and nobody had called him. And finally, one of the defensive coaches, Howell, did call him, and it sounds like Grant is back in the fold. He's a 6'2", 185-pound senior from up near Fredericksburg. What is Spotsylvania, Virginia, Cortland High School. So they'd like to keep him. He's a good, tall defensive back, 6'2", 185. Also, it is my understanding through channels that another offer has gone out for a 6'4", 300-pound center offensive guard, Tola Foa Awe. He's a senior out of Hawaii. And apparently on Twitter, he announced that he had received a scholarship offer to UVA. And that clearly is someone that the Brigham Young, now Virginia coaches, had been nurturing for some time. And apparently he's gotten offers from Hawaii, Louisville, and Vanderbilt. So it's probably the first player Virginia has ever recruited from Hawaii in modern times.
It will be interesting to see, if some new recruiting targets from a Virginia perspective, if we start seeing guys from out west, if we see guys from Hawaii, maybe from America Samoa, like, you know, BYU has pulled some players, many players over the past, dating back to the Lavelle Edwards era. They've had a recruiting pipeline in those regions, and it'll be interesting to see if some of those guys start coming to Virginia because of Broncos, long term ties to BYU and the recruiting of those areas and knowing those coaches, knowing where the players are, that kind of thing. And that said, it's the most important thing about this class. You know, Mike Lennon put together a really solid recruiting class in a sense. No 4- and 5-star players, but a lot of 2- and 3-star players that the kind of guys you can build around in the future. The most important thing is that we just get numbers, because when you think back to Mike London's first year,
he only had 10 guys.
Yeah, exactly. That's a huge. And when you look 4 years out from that first year, that's the 2-10 year in 2013. You just didn't have a lot of veteran guys, and you need to have numbers. And football's an attrition sport. You're going to lose recruits. You're going to lose guys over the years to injury and whatever else you might lose into. And so you need to have some numbers in this class so that 4 years from now we don't have an impact. It's not going to matter next year. You're not going to play too many true freshmen next year. And hopefully you don't. You want to redshirt those guys and get them built up and get them in the system and that kind of thing. So it's not going to have an immediate impact, but it has an impact year 3, 4, maybe even 5. So that's why it's important this staff is out there doing what they're doing to keep this class together, maybe add a couple more guys so that we don't have some issues down the road with lack of players.
Chris, we thank you very much for joining us tonight. And like our listeners, we wish you a Merry Christmas. We thank you for your time and look forward to having you back soon.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Frank. Take care.
All right, Chris Graham of the Augusta Free Press. We're going to our bottom of the hour break. We're going to pivot over to basketball when we come back with Big Ted Jeffries joining us after these messages.